Syracuse Democrat Dave Valesky says the new bipartisan coalition governing style in the New York State Senate was a success. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, Valesky, a founding member of the Independent Democratic Conference, is optimistic about its future.
The bipartisan coalition is made up of four independent Democrats plus 30 Republicans in the state Senate. Together, they control the agenda of that chamber of the legislative body. In the beginning, critics complained it would prevent certain progressive agendas from moving forward. Valesky says that never happened in the recently concluded legislative session, citing another on-time budget, enactment of a minimum wage increase, and gun control legislation. He admits there were high-profile issues that didn't pass, specifically campaign finance reform and the women's equality agenda, bogged down by opposition to an abortion plank. But he adds it wasn't the fault of the coalition.
The lack of legislative finality on those two issues in particular really had far less to do with the majority coalition and simply had more to do with the fact that there were not 32 votes, even among Democrats alone, to have passed either.
This bipartisan governing coalition is a rarity in state government, and Valesky says they have the momentum to keep it successful.
We've now have results. Not only can it work, it does work. So I think we probably always ought to strive to get that message out maybe better than we have and continue to push back against the hyper-partisan elements in society that frankly don't want this to succeed. And there are those elements, no question, in the political process that want this to fail.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.